Howdy, history grinders. This is Doc Boyle, head bird wrangler and trail boss of Old West DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 3 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of January 11th through January 17th, 2020, in the Great American Old West? January 11th, 1916. Santa Isabel, Chihuahua, Mexico. 16 Americans, employees of American Smelting and Refining Company, are removed from a train, stripped, and executed by the Mexican revolutionaries of Pancho Villa. The, quote, troops, unquote, were bandits, most likely led by Rafael Red Lopez. The outrage from the incident certainly contributed to the formation of the Mexican Expedition of 1916. January 12, 1851. William Walker, editor of the San Francisco Herald, had criticized William Hicks Graham, a clerk for Judge R.N. Morrison, and his colleagues in the newspaper, angering Graham and promoting him to challenge Walker to a duel. Graham was notorious, having previously taken part in a number of duels and shootouts. Walker had some experience dueling with single-shot pistols, but the duel with Graham was to be fought with Colt Dragoons, each loaded with 5 rounds. Meeting at Mission Dolores, the referee set them face-to-face at 10 paces and gave the command to fire. Walker tried several times to shoot, but failed to fire a single shot. Graham fired twice, striking Walker's pantaloons and his thigh, a serious wound. He soon conceded and the duel was over. The unscathed Graham was arrested, but soon released. The duel was noted in the Daily Alta California. January 13, 1864. The death of Stephen Collins Foster, age 37, in New York, New York, America's first professional songwriter. His music was admired across the nation and still is today. Beautiful Dreamer, Camptown Races, Genie with the Light Brown Hair, Hard Times Come Again No More, Oh Susanna, My Old Kentucky Home, Old Black Joe and the Old Folks at Home. That's Swanee River to many. To name a few of the most popular, definitely a part of the background sound of the growing West. January 14, 1864, hanged by Montana vigilantes for some of his many murders and, of course, his recent association with Henry Plummer, Boone Helm, a Kentucky cannibal, age about 36, a well-known bad man, serial killer, and notorious cannibal, joined in the necktie party by Three-Finger Jack Garner and several others. This is finished work in the Virginia City, Montana vigilante cleanup, witnessed by a crowd of estimated 6,000. January 15, 1863, raid on Godfrey Ranch. A large band of Cheyenne and Lakota warriors attacked an isolated ranch in Colorado owned by Holland Godfrey. Partly in retaliation for the Sand Creek Massacre, partly to gather resources for further attacks on the whites, one of the numerous January attacks during the Colorado War. Due to the massacre at American Ranch, Godfrey was warned. Together with his family and employees, they fortified the ranch. Over 130 warriors surrounded and attacked the ranch at night. Due to adequate preparation, dealing with flaming arrows, and ignoring the theft of their horses from the corral, the ranchers inside managed to hold off the attack. With the morning and approach of reinforcements, frustrated Indians vanished. The ranchers had no casualties. The Indians lost 17 dead. January 16, 1919, passage of the 18th Amendment prohibiting alcohol in the U.S. set the stage for a run of crime and violence in the country rivaling anything the Old West could offer. The 18th was repealed by the 21st Amendment in 1933. January 16, 1973, the bonanza played out. After 431 episodes over 14 seasons, the second longest running TV Western comes to an end of the primetime trail. But it's still out there. January 17, 1852. Thought to have been born circa 1800 in Sonora, Mexico. Died in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Maria Gertrudis Barceo, a.k.a. La Tules. Famous, notorious master gambler and saloon owner in Santa Fe, New Mexico, of New Mexico at the time of the U.S.-Mexican War. Her elaborate funeral was attended by most of the city, in spite of criticism by some that it was financed by, quote, ill-gotten gains and, quote, too fancy, unquote, for such a woman. This is Program 3 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old-time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall, Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look at OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.